you had this extra week. Mm-hmm. How it's not like the last time when you guys have a bye week. You know, the guys got more time off. What type of things do you really try to focus on, try to work on, without knowing exactly who you're preparing for?
Yeah, just a little bit on us, a little bit on the potential opponent in the game. You know, and it's one of three people, obviously, and so it's really, I would say, primarily on us. But there is a lot of work being done by the assistant coaches getting ready for you know, whoever that opponent would be next week.
Coach, what's the most important improvement the defense has made from week 1 to week 16 or week 17, pardon me, that you think will be most helpful when you guys do find out who you're playing?
Well, that's a good question in terms of which one. There are several things that that we made an emphasis point on and have done well or done better. And we need them all to continue. You know, tackling is first and foremost. You can't play good defense if you don't tackle. And, you know, some of the things we've done with technique in terms of shedding blocks and being able to stuff blocks and get off of blocks and show up at the ball, those have been instrumental in us having a chance to slow people down in a run game, make them throw the ball, where then we have some very talented pass rushers and some guys that can cover man-to-man, and it gives us a chance to get after people. So I think overall the mindset that we have, we're accountable to each other. And the guys have been willing to come out and prepare each and every week. Coach Fox did a great job this week of really driving us to continue to improve this week, even though we didn't have an opponent. And so I thought that was a great message for our guys. And that's one thing we have done. Each week we've kind of cleared the slate from the last and recognized that each week there's an opponent that has talent, that has certain abilities, and we've worked hard to get those taken away.
Coach, will you be doing any interviews for head coaching jobs this weekend?
None scheduled at this point. No, I'm just busy preparing, for the next possible opponent. And I have an eye, obviously, on the playoffs. And like I said, I'm very proud to be the defensive coordinator here. It's a great spot. It's a great group of guys that I'm working with. And I'm happy with my job here. And at some point in the future, there may be an opportunity to do other things. And if that comes, I'll do my best, and we'll see how it goes. But in the meantime, I'm going to give this organization everything I have.
So are you saying, Jack, you haven't heard from any teams about potentially?
There's nothing to report.
Are you surprised at all about that?
No, not necessarily. I think, this process is one that can go a lot of different ways. I think 10 years ago when I was named the head coach in Jacksonville, at this point in the offseason, nobody knew that I was on the radar. So you never know how things are going to shake out this year or any other year. And, for me, from my standpoint, I think it's an honor to be involved in this league, playing and coaching as long as I have. I really do believe that. This game's given me a lot more than I've ever been able to give back, but I'll keep trying. And I'm having fun doing what I'm doing now, and if opportunities come in the future, we'll look at them. But right now, I'm 100% trying to help these Broncos go win a championship.
Jack, has it been re-energizing for you to do teaching again like you are this
season? Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, it has been rejuvenating to be here in Denver, be a part of the organization, be back in the grass teaching. I've got a passion for it. That's why I'm doing it. I'm actually paying to be here, because no state tax in Florida. I could be laying on a beach somewhere making more money. And my brother-in-law said I was an idiot. Whoever, passed up laying on a beach and getting paid for it. But I took this job because I wanted to work. I do have a passion to teach, to help young men be better, and to be part of a team. And so that's why I'm here.
I think he'll still be saying that if he wins
Super Bowl. Coming up, though, is it just a reflex to think, oh, this is what I would do to make that team better, this is what I do to make that team better? Is it tough to not do that?
Well, I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
When you see all these openings, and you know all these teams, is it easy for you to think, wow, this is what I do to fix this team, this is what I do to fix that team?
Well,
if you don't have an opportunity.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm certainly aware of the league and strengths and weaknesses of different places, and I know my own abilities, certainly much greater than I did, when I was made a head coach 10 years ago. So I think you gain experience in this league, and you grow. But No, I don't spend a lot of time kind of looking through other people's football teams and what their issues are or aren't and how you'd solve them. If I were asked to get into that type of situation, you know, where we were going to talk about that, then I would obviously spend that time and explore that. But that's not something I need to do right now. So all of my attention is going on these AFC playoff teams and various things that we have, projects that we have been involved in to help ourselves be better prepared as we go through this this next stretch.
Jack, I know that you're happy to be here, but is there a small part of you that's disappointed that you haven't been asked to interview?
No, I wouldn't really say it like that. I guess from my standpoint, you know, you take advantage of opportunities that you have. You know, I have always looked at doing the best job that I could in the job that I had. You know, future opportunities are just that. And when they come along, then you prepare for them and take advantage of them if you can. But, you know, for right now, I think it's you know, prudent for me to be taking care of business here, you know, and doing the best I can. That's what I've always expected of myself. And, you know, I won't give anything less than 100% to this organization.
You mentioned the teaching that you've gotten a chance to do this year. In what ways have you grown as a coach by this experience this year in Denver?
This year? Yeah. Just continued growth. I mean, you know, an opportunity to get back in the grass and teach guys, putting together a lot of thoughts through my years of experience. And, you know, this, when you get together like we did back in February with a new staff, obviously Coach Fox I'd been with before, so we have common ideas and thoughts and a lot of experience between us. And so to kind of go through that process like we did and put together a plan for this season, which we're well into now, it's been great. And through that experience, you gain a lot. You gain a lot of insight and knowledge about what you're capable of doing with the guys you have and how you can tailor your system to suit their needs. And that's what we're all after, you know. And as a coordinator, I focus on the defensive side of it. As a head coach, John Fox, you know, whether he's a defensive guy or offensive guy or special teams guy, when he gets here, he's the head coach, and he does a great job providing us all direction, leadership, motivation, and those types of things, and counts on us coaches that are on his staff to be his lieutenants and carry out our assignments, and that's what makes a good staff.
One more for Jack.
Losing the job that you did in Jacksonville, did it force you to question how much you love it, or was that unquestioned?
No. It's part of the cycle of coaching. You know, I had 9 good years down there, some really good years, some that weren't quite as good. And no, there was never a question, never will be a question. I love the highs and the lows. And part of when you put together a plan and go out there and invest in much time and effort and energy into the processes we do, and then you're going to put your neck on the line, there's something to that. And I'm a little bit addicted to it. I love the thrill of it, where you're putting everything on the line, and on Sunday, whatever day of the week the game occurs on. But, you know, on game day, you go out there and you compete. So to me, that's very exciting.
If Luke wants to get into it, what would you tell him?
Whatever his heart tells him, yeah. Yeah, I'm all for my kids all following their own dreams and whatever's in their heart that they pursue it. So,
have you been surprised how much Peyton cares about defense?
No. Why do you say that?
He seems to really care about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think he cares a lot about the team, you know, and defense is one part of it. And I'm certainly glad we have him. I know that. So.